In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
A little story from the Desert Fathers. Abba Lot, Abba means father, Abba Lot went to see Abba Joseph, and he said to him, Abba, as far as I can, I say my little office, I fast a little, I pray, and I meditate, I live in peace as far as I can, and I purify my thoughts. What else can I do? And then the old man stood up and stretched his hands towards heaven, and his fingers became like 10 lamps of fire. And Joseph said, if you are willing, you can become all flame. If you are willing, you can become all flame. Now, Abba Joseph was by no means the first saint to shine with divine fire, nor would he be the last. Stephen's face shines with divine light in the book of Acts. If we go all the way back to the book of Exodus, Moses is up on Mount Sinai for 40 days, conversing with God, it says, as one would with a friend. And when Moses comes down from the mountain, it says the skin of his face was glorified. And all the people who saw Moses and his glorified face were a little nervous, which is to say they were overwhelmed. They were in awe. When they saw this face, they were afraid. So Moses puts on a veil on his face whenever he had to speak to the people. Now Moses here prefigures the coming of the Son of God. Moses had so immersed himself in the divine presence on the mountain that his very skin was glowing, his face was radiant. But he covered it up so as not to overwhelm the people. And this points to the coming of the Son of God into the world. God cannot be seen or grasped in the divine nature by our human senses, by our human reason. So in order to fully identify with us and to make himself known to us, when the Son of God comes, he empties himself of the divine radiance and takes the form, the nature of us humans. As Moses covered his face with a veil, the Son of God covers himself in human flesh, making access to the divine nature possible. And so Jesus, to be sure that at least a few of his closest followers are aware of his true nature, of his divinity, he takes Peter and James and John up a high mountain, and he reveals the divine glory just as far as they could bear it. These three disciples see ahead of time, before the crucifixion and before the resurrection, what the rest of the disciples will find out later. These three get the ultimate foreshadowing. The man going to the cross is God in the flesh. Now, lest this event just stay as an interesting story in history, we may want to be aware of the magnitude of this moment. Whenever we celebrate a feast of Christ, at the dismissal, we always use the phrase, for our salvation. Christ our God, who ascended in glory for our salvation. Christ our God, baptized in the Jordan for our salvation. Well, the same thing happens with transfiguration. At the dismissal coming up, we'll say, Christ our God, who is transfigured in glory for our salvation. In other words, Jesus revealing the divine glory is for us. It's for us. It's for our eternal life. And this revealing of glory reveals something about you. You know, as Steve read this letter from Peter, who was on the mountain, he said, Christ gives this gift to us so that dawn can rise in us, so that we can know something about ourselves, our own potential. When the Son of God took on human nature, it was so we could partake of the divine nature. And not just we as a collective, but each of you as an individual. When Abba Joseph showed Abba Lot the fire of divinity in his own hands, it reveals that the divine nature is available to everyone. You are invited. You are already created in the image of God. You're sealed with the divine and Holy Spirit. You partake of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. How could you not have the divine nature within yourself? After revealing to Abba Lot the divine glory in his hands, Abba Joseph turned to him and said, "If you are willing, if you really want this, you can become all flame, not just hands, your entire being, all flame. The invitation to be the light and the fire of God is given to everyone. It's given to you. It's given to each one of you. You are invited to be this flame." Now, I think it might help to reflect a bit on what this light is and what it isn't. I mean, the divine light that Jesus shows is not visible to the eyes like candlelight or like sunlight. This is a light that can only be seen inside a person's heart. The disciples saw it within. It was an internal seeing. In other words, if there had been a group of shepherds nearby when Jesus was transfigured, it's not like they'd see a glow reflecting on the trees, like you might see the glow of a distant fire. Not everyone could see the light, only those whose hearts were open to it. This light is a radiant scene with a heart full of faith, a heart open to seeing that light. I mean, have you ever met someone who was so radiant and so joyful and so full of love and so holy that their face just seems to glow? Do you know anyone like that? That they radiate light around them? That they fill the room with brightness just by being there? That's a glimpse of divine light. That's transfiguration already beginning. And if you've seen someone with a small amount of this light, is it that hard to imagine Abba Joseph having so much divine love in his heart that his very hands could glow, that his hands could glow like fire? I mean, if your heart is open, you will see that in others. You'll be able to see that in your fellow human beings, and perhaps you already have. It's the same brightness that Jesus reveals to a much greater degree as far as each disciple could see it. Now, we receive this divine love as a gift. Jesus is this divine love by nature. Now, we said we are capable of seeing this light in others if we have a heart of faith open to it. But you are also capable of being this light, of shining a little light yourself. I mean, Abba Joseph told his buddy, if you really desire it, you can become all flame. You can become fire. You can become light. Remember, Joseph's protege Lot had said that he studies and he prays and he fasts and he meditates and he guards his thoughts every day. And that's good stuff. That's good stuff. That's essential for the spiritual life. But that's not adequate to become light. The only way to become light, to be all flame, in the words of Abba Joseph, is love. Is love. It's to be filled with divine love. The divine light is love. Prayer and study and fasting and meditation, these are ways to prepare the soil of the heart. Love is the fruit itself. Love is what we're growing. Love for God, love for neighbor and family, love for your adversaries and your nemesis. Your nemesis. God is love. And to the extent that we are filled with divine love, that we become divine love, to that extent, and only to that extent, do we radiate light into the world. In other words, to the degree that you embody love, to that degree, you are flame. Amen.